The upcoming election for the Holy Cross Energy Board of Directors has two contested seats. The Holy Cross Energy Collective provides electricity to thousands of people in western Colorado. Incumbents Kristen Bertulia and Adam Palmer are being challenged by George Wilson and Kenneth Wise. The board sets policies and works to ensure that the 55,000 customers have a reliable and safe energy supply. Holy Cross CEO Brian Hannigan says the current board has prioritized renewable energy.
Over the past several years, our board has been focused on doing all that in a more increasingly sustainable way.
This has meant purchasing more wind energy and investing in large-scale solar projects, as well as supporting community and rooftop solar programs. Hannigan says the next board will be grappling with decisions about how to use new technology and changing energy practices. Consumers want more options, he says.
They want to be more in control of their energy resources. They want to choose what type of energy they use. They want to choose when to use it and have some financial incentive for doing so.
All of this means a reevaluation of the entire business model, and the next board will have a role in that. Ballots were mailed earlier this month. They are due by mail on May 30th, or members of Holy Cross Energy can drop them off in person at the annual meeting and community celebration on Thursday, May 31st at Crown Mountain Park in Elgibel. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.